Blog Talk Radio.
This is world champion D.E. Chambers, president of the Amateur Organization of Karate and multi-Greek Award winner. I would like to welcome you to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown Radio Talk Show, featuring news, special announcements, special one-on-one interviews with stars of sport karate. Thank you for listening. Buckle up and enjoy the show.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha and much mahalo and a very Merry Christmas to everybody. Welcome to our, we're starting our Christmas show sessions. We got one more show before the end of the year, and we'll have our Christmas celebration tonight and our next show. Tonight is very special because we know that we get to interview incredible people. We've got a crew that's in Golly Bob, they're so cool. And it starts with my producer, the man that has the vision to put together the Who's Who books for everybody, with people he's featured, like Bill Wallace, Cynthia Rothrock, Chuck Norris, that's June Ree, and so many others. He has the Elite Publications company to help get your book out there to tell your story. He has been the producer of Parts Unknown, our radio show, for the past 10 years. He has put, he's put me in front of over 800 interviews. And I'm so proud to wish him a Merry Christmas. And tonight, to say thank you to him and bring him on the air, Hanchi Jesse Bowen. Hanchi, there, sir?
I am, sir. How are you doing?
Well, tonight's a special show. I think I get to feature and say thank you to my crew, and especially to start with you, to say thank you to you. And I think that's what I want you to talk about tonight to my listeners, how important it is to say thank you to people that deserve it. And you certainly deserve it for all the work you do, not only for the museum, but what you've done for my career. So thank you, Jesse Bowen, and share with my listeners your vision of how important it is to say thank you to people. Please.
Well, you know, it all comes with, you know, giving thanks, whether it's, you know, in our prayers in the morning for just to be alive the next day. And then for all those people that in your life have done those little bitty things for you and for nothing in return. And that's the deal, that someone does something, they ask nothing in return but to just, you know, just to say thank you. You know, when I was growing up, we never actually had a car. So I lived in the country, so you got to walk, you know, the country mile. And I remember my senior year in high school, my junior year, I had my license but had no car. And there's this person that befriended me, and he just said, here, take my car. Wherever you need to go, go. Pick me up back at this time. And I remembered that, and I was driving in my hometown, I guess, about 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, of course, this guy, he was already older than I was, and so he's really mature. And I drive by his house. I see him sitting on the porch. I haven't seen him in 40 years. And I stopped the car, and I told my wife, I have to go over there. I have to go there and thank him for what he did for me that I've never forgot. And, you know, forgotten. And I think he's probably one of the first people that ever did something for me that was really big, you know, that you know, for where I was at that particular time. So for when we were doing something, you know, this book, the Who's Who book, was only written to say thank you to my teacher for all that he's done and to honor. There was never scheduled to be a second book. There was never scheduled to be a publishing company. But because I did something, and then a lot of people, you know, they respected me for doing it and they respected the reason. So now, you know, that's like the show. You know, we're about legacy. We're thanking all of those people that's come before us. You know, Bill Wallace just had a birthday, and all the people all over the world that wanted to thank Bill Wallace for what he's done or to say happy birthday to him for his contributions for what he's actually done. So that is the first, what I call respect. If someone does something for you, you know, I tell my grandkids, if I do something for you, just say thank you. Don't just take it and walk off. Just don't take things. Remember, you have to have gratitude. And gratitude is just like everything else. It will build, and it stockpiles, and then it's time for your blessing to come through. Because of that, you can be now a receiver.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Humpty Jesse Bowen, because
you're welcome.
I was thinking about this today, talking to some of my black belts. You put me in front of the world, and to be able to spend and share time with the movers and the shakers in sport karate. I was sitting here thinking, golly, Bob, you know, it's so cool. And I want to say thank you. I wish you a Merry Christmas to you and Gwen. And thank you to your crew, Jessica, and the people that help you to make you what you do. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, aren't you, Bowen?
Well, I thank you, sir, and for everybody that's on the show. And the same thing is that, you know, this is great. We're all here, and there's a reason why we're on this show. And, you know, it will come to us, and it will be in a blessing because we show up each week, and there's no money transactions for us showing up. It's because of our love for the martial arts and for the love of people.
You bet. Now, I think Dean Piles and Adam James, they're the only ones that maybe need to call in. So I'm the one to help you. I'll introduce
you. No, I'm here, Professor.
Oh, good. Let me introduce you guys.
Hey, now, Dean.
The neat part about having a show is you always have someone at your back. Now, the terminology I like to use is I have people that watch my sex. And I have two incredible men that watch my sex every week. And I'm going to bring them on right now. And the first man, he's been with me from the very beginning. He is a student. That is my responsibility. He came from the great Joe Lewis. He runs a company called the Eight Angry Spartans Production Company, which is also going to help produce the Sport Karate Museum movie. But he's a ninth-degree black belt, an amazing fighter. I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. A 40-time NASCAR World NBO champion. His daughters and himself were on America's Got Talent and were one of the highest performers there. He's an incredible martial artist, but he watches my sex every week. And I want to bring him on right now. Now, his name is Dean Piles, but really, he goes by the name, and officially, he was given his name this year at an Indian ceremony. He is the Wolverine from Florida. I want to bring him on right now. Wolverine!
Yes, sir!
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Merry Christmas, Wolverine.
Merry Christmas.
Well, this is the beginning of our Christmas show, before we end the year. But one of the subjects that I'd like to talk about tonight with my crew is how important it is to take time to say thank you to someone that deserves it, that maybe has helped you in a situation, or they just deserve a thank you. Maybe they wouldn't ask for ever. So, Wolverine, how do you feel about saying thank you to somebody?
Oh yeah, I think it's very important, you know. And I think that's why, you know, when you compete, you should be honoring your instructor and saying thank you. And that's why you'd notice when I would compete, when I win, I always put a thank you to, of course, God, but then I always thank my instructors, you and Sensei Earwood and Joe Lewis. So, you know, it's very important to thank those that help you in, you know, whatever you do, if they're helping you advance in life, you know. It's a very important thing that they, you know, that you say thanks to people and let them know that they're appreciated, for sure.
Well, I want to say thank you to you for your input, not only what you've done with me in the past few years and the museum, but your vision to take sport karate to a different level. And I know you're involved with movies now and, you know, your production company. And by the way, how's The Coward going on? What's going on with that?
Well, that's going good. But remember, like I told you, we're doing a lot of extra stuff because the passing of Michael DePasquale and then, you know, Alan Kelly being sick. So what we've done is we've leapfrogged another movie over it. So we're working on that one. And then we'll go back and finish the other one up when we have time and have the weather and stuff set up right now in Alexander City. We went in and got a lot of B-roll and a lot of different footage. We'll be taking different footage through the winter at the farm location. And then, you know, when all the Christmas decorations and stuff come down, then we'll go back to doing some stuff there too and kind of double tasking right there. So.
Well,
we'll be doing that for sure.
You know, you were one of the top performers in the country for a while there. I mean, you were the best. Now you're an actor. How do you feel it's different being an actor compared to being an actor for 2 minutes in front of judges?
Well, you know, when you're an actor in front of judges, you know, they can cheat you because a lot of them don't know what they're looking at. So, you know, it just depends on what you're feeling. But then in Hollywood, it's the same thing, or Hollyweird. That's why, you know, we started our own movie production company, because people will try to, you know, rob your money. So they both are easy as far as the acting part, and martial arts helps in a way, and then a lot of people, martial arts hurts them in a way when they do it, because they're used to doing things a certain way in martial arts, and on a movie set it might not, you know, come across as looking as good. So you want to make sure that you know, that when you're in the either element, you do the right thing. And you know, so acting, you gotta not only be able to, if you're doing action movies, you gotta not only be able to do the physical part, but you also have to be able to be convincing as an actor and not just rehearsed, or like you're just you know, reciting lines. You need to be talking like, you know, it's an actual conversation and things of that nature. But to me, when it's go time, I try to use that same martial arts mentality of, you know, it's go time, so let's give it our best and do it that way. So there's a lot of similarities, and it helps you both ways. So, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, like I say, a lot of movie production companies, they look at people differently when they say they do martial arts, because for some reason, most of the ones that get in front of movie producers may not be that good. And then that just makes them think, hey, we can train an actor to do that, which is what you see now in a lot of Hollywood films. But that's another reason we started our production company, to actually not only put people that are martial artists in the movies that deserve it, but actually help them with training on how to, and, you know, hit their mark in their acting skills and what they need to do there as well, so that they can, you know, go from the movies that we're doing to whatever movies that they do, but they'll be able to take those skill sets with them, you know. So that's right. What we're doing there.
Now, a couple of questions came in from my email that I get. One of them is kind of cool. It asks, what is Dean Pyle's his vision to put together the Sport Karate Museum movie? So answer one of my listeners' questions where, what is your vision, Wolverine, on doing the movie?
Well, my vision on that is to see your vision come true. So, you know, the story that was written that you guys wrote is a great story. And to tell that story, we have to turn that into a script. And then to turn that into a script, then, you know, there'll be a lot of scenes that we'll have to put together. It's going to be pretty elaborate. But I see what I like to call a, you know, like a docu-movie, because it's going to be a documentary and a movie to kind of get you started into introducing why America fell in love with sport karate, and then introducing the greats and how they paved the way for sport karate to be as big as it is, and, you know, be able to put people into movies, because a lot of people made their break in movies because of the martial arts. So we want to be able to let the people know that's how that arrived, and that's some of the things that they can do if they join the martial arts class, is not only learning how to defend themselves, but they have the potential of, if they do it right and in the right place, actually, you know, become doing a movie if they do it right. So that's the next thing, and I think with this movie it will show people, you know, what can be accomplished through the martial arts. So my main vision for the movie is to let people know what can be accomplished through the martial arts, and not only that, but the, you know, giving thanks as we're talking about, and shedding light on the ones that led the way and made it possible for the martial arts to be where it's at in the movies.
Well,
so that would be my vision for that.
The crew, the history generals, the ambassadors, all the people, the thousands of people that listen to our show, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Wolverine. And we want you to have a very, very safe and productive holiday with your friends and your family. We really mean that.
Yes, sir.
You give so much to the history and to the sport karate and to this show every week. And I wanted to let you know how much I appreciate your effort. And I appreciate, and I'm talking to the listeners and to the people that wrote the emails, that the Wolverine is the real deal. And if you want to find out, you can go to what? You're in Fort Walton, Florida, right?
Oh, yep. Yes, sir. Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Yeah, you're easy to find. Now, you're under Elite Combat. Is it Elite Combat Karate or just Elite Combat?
No, it's Elite Combat Martial Arts. Elite Combat Martial Arts. They can look us up there. It's Elite Combat Martial Arts on... they can look it up, or they can just look me up on Facebook, Dean Pyle's, if they want to get in touch with us. You know, we have several different, so they can look us up there. So, yeah, get in touch with us. We'll help them out any way
we
can.
Thank you, and we're going to have a great, great upcoming year in 2024. And we're going to talk to you real soon, okay, Wolverine?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Super. Now, the other co-host, we call him Coase, but the other man that watches my six, he is up there in northern land, up in Yankee land, up in Ohio. And, you know, I spent some time in Ohio and made a lot of friends, and he is definitely one of the best performers I've seen perform in open competition in doing spectacular things. Not only performing kata, but he's a master instructor in Taekwondo. He is the only martial artist to be inducted into the Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame. He is the military spokesman of the Military Advisory Group Board of the Sport Karate Museum. He has been our co-host now for, I guess he's been with for almost 2 or 3 years. He is my friend, and I want to wish him a Merry Christmas also, and bring him on right now. AJ Perry. Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for the nice introduction.
Merry Christmas. You bet, buddy. Now, I want to ask you, AJ, because I pretty much know the answer already, but I want you to tell my listeners how important it is to take time to say thank you to somebody that deserves it, especially coming from you, because you are someone that people look up at to and respect. How important is it to say thank you to people, AJ?
Well, martial arts begins with respect and ends with respect. And courtesy is the threshold of martial art. So we always have to be courteous. And saying thank you is probably one of the most courteous things you can do. Always remembering when people go out of their way for you, thank them, and even thank them, you know, just for being, you know, who they are, your friend. It's, they don't have to do something for you in order for you to thank them. You know, you just thank them for being who they are and being your friend.
Well, I want to take time so my listeners understand to say thank you to you, because you've been with me, golly mama, quite a while, and you've done some amazing things, not only for me, not only for the legends I have at my event, but just being here week after week and putting up with my attitude. But
I appreciate,
you know,
that. Thank you.
You're what I call, when I'm as crazy as I get, you can level me out and straighten my attitude. And I appreciate that so much that I can trust, I can depend on that. So you have a Merry Christmas, and I wish you
the also, my friend. Thank you.
And make sure you tell Mona Merry Christmas for me, okay?
Will do. Will do.
You bet.
And Tammy.
When are you going to go out there some more walleye? When are you going to go fishing again?
Probably not till like April. You know, I'll probably like hit the pier at late at night. Like, 10 o'clock at night, they start hitting on the pier. They come in close to shore. But as far as on the boat, probably not till April.
So are you living near
But,
the
you know,
water?
Year round, like right now, you know, people come from all over the United States to fish right down the street from my house for steelhead.
Water. Okay, cool.
And it's awesome fishing right down the street.
Cool. Well, listen, buddy, Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you real soon. Probably.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that are two incredible men, Mr. Dean Pyle, the Wolverine, and Master A.J. Perry. Now, the neat thing about this show, and I say neat thing, is that Humpty Dusty Bowman has allowed me to put together a group of men and women who we call five. These are five incredible people from across the country that I've chosen weekly to talk about topics that, well, we should talk about, or maybe we shouldn't talk about what we do anyway. But that's why we're called Parts Unknown, because of these five incredible people. And I get to introduce them tonight on this special Christmas, say, presentation. And the first one, lady of the group. She's been with me for a long time. And she's actually an ATV black belt underneath the Sport Karate Museum. She is a pioneer, a PKL champion, trained in Shaolin Karate Do, and now she trains exclusively in Kung Fu. She has a very special gift, and she uses that daily. Still teaches, lives in North Carolina, but originally from New Jersey. My friend, I call her my auntie, and in Hawaii, if you call somebody auntie, they are all Hana family. She certainly is. Bring it on. My auntie, Karen Slasher. Karen, you there?
Aloha, Uncle Gary. How are you today?
Aloha, Karen. Now, before I actually ask you the question and topic, let me say thank you to you personally for what you've done and helped me make the museum, we'll make the Sport Karate Museum stronger. And I appreciate you watching my sex also, like in Mississippi. I mean, you're someone that I not only trust, but I know that you've laid, or you've been through the hill. We'll say that. You've been through the mill, basically. But, you know, say thank you to people who are special. I feel that's important. And I want to say thank you to you. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, Auntie Carrie Slatcher.
Thank
so
you.
With
thank
that
you.
Out of the way, do that, honey. With that out of the way, how do you feel about saying thank you to people that deserve it? And maybe sometimes don't ask for it, but would appreciate it if you did say thank you to them. How do you
sure.
feel about that, Karen?
First of all, thank you for all you've done for me. Uncle Gary, that goes without saying, but it still needs to be said. Just like we've talking about tonight, I thank you for every door you have opened for me. Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
you know, a simple lesson in thanks. I have been a dojo owner. I think most of us that on this panel have been dojo owners or teachers or tried our best to get a keep a group together. And it is the most thankless job you could ask for. But yet I always made it a point to go out and thank the mothers waiting by the in the car doing their paperwork or whatever for their kid to come out. They come out, bring their child, and sit in the car when they could be home. They don't have to be bringing their kids out after they've worked all day. But I always went out and thanked them because I knew what that felt like. And I was also a dojo mother. I was also a dojo kid. So I understood that whole process there. But most of us have never really told anybody how hard it is to do the dojo thing day after day after day and how thankless that job is on the most part. Yes, there are ups and there are the champions and all of that, but there's so many little hassles and so much money comes out of our pockets that nobody knows about. And how many times we've had to feed a carload of kids coming back from a tournament that didn't have any money and were starving, that kind of thing. It's a constant thing that we would not do if we didn't love it. And we never count the cost, really, but we sacrifice a lot being dojo owners. And when you have a parent or when you have a student who 20 years later comes and thanks you for keeping them out of trouble or for setting them straight or letting them sleep on the floor a couple nights, it means the world to have them come back and thank you because we remember what was going on at that time and that kid kind of just disappeared. But then they come back and they say, thank you. Thank you for giving me a meal. Thank you for understanding, letting me cry on your shoulder. That kind of thing. It means the world to have students come back and say thank you or have parents also come back and just say thank you. You go to the end of the world for them.
You know, one of the most memorable moments, and I've had a few, was I was sitting in the restaurant with Bob Wall and Leo Fong, and this man came up to me. He had three kids with him, a beautiful wife, and he looked like he was about 30 years old. And he walks up to me in front of my heroes, Bob Wall and Leo Fong. He said, "Mr. Lee, can my kids have your autograph? Because I was a nobody." And I go, "Sure." And he says, "You don't remember me, but you gave me a 6-foot trophy in San Antonio when I was 6 years old."
Oh.
And, you know, I was sitting over there and I was watching and I said, "That's Gary Lee." And my wife kept going, "No, that's Bob Wall and Leo Fong." I said, "No, that's Gary Lee." And, you know, I want to just say thank you, sir, because that trophy changed my life. I got involved in karate. My kids are involved with karate. And I just want to say thank you. And I remember that so big over all the other moments that I've had. And, but I understand what you're saying, Karen. You have a great Merry Christmas. And
thank you.
Have a great holiday. And we got one more show. We got one more show to the end of the year. But this show, I feel special because I get to talk to you guys personally and tell you how much it means to me that we do the show weekly. And we get to listen to your opinion and your view on subjects. So you have a great, great evening, and I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Karen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Ms. Karen Slasher, one of our hosts of this show called Parts Unknown. Now, we have another lady that's part of this show. She is a dear friend of mine from Texas. We're going to bounce down to Texas now. She's at Will with Tara. Now, she's retired now, of course, but back in the day in the 70s, in the 80s, she was a little Tara. She was one of these ladies that used to fight men. You know, I know that sounds like a fairy tale, but that's true, guys. Ladies used to fight men. And my two ladies, Karen Slasher and this lady, are two of the best. And I want to bring her on right now. Miss Mortis Radilak. Mortis, you there?
Good evening, sir. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Mortis. Now, I want to ask you how important it is to say thank you to someone that deserves it, or maybe someone that doesn't ask for it, but they deserve it. And to listen to someone coming from someone like you, which people look up, I mean, though you're only 5'4", but they still look up at you because what you are and what you've done. How important is it, Mortis, to say thank you to somebody?
It's so very important to acknowledge those that mean so much to you that may not know how much they actually mean to you. You have to recognize them. You have to let them know, and especially during the Christmas holidays, like we're celebrating this evening. It's so important to let those that have made an effect on you, that have changed you in a way and offered opportunities to you that were not there before they came around. And I want to thank Professor Gary Lee because wish him a Merry Christmas, thank him for everything that he does for us, that he's done for me, and for the Sports Karate Museum. Where would we be, I ask you, where would we be without the Sports Karate Museum? Where would we be without this fabulous, magnificent, exceptional radio talk show podcast that he puts on, that he's been putting on for 10 years. I've only been on for a short time, appreciate this so much, this opportunity that he has given me and provided me with, because it has meant so much to me. And I don't think he realizes it, but I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart. And I know that we all feel this way about him, all of us. And he needs to be acknowledged for everything he does for the Sports Karate Museum, all the legends that he brings. And each October when we have our event, the Legends event, all the people that come, everyone that we get to interact with, all of those people that we haven't seen or that we had never met, that we have the opportunity to be involved with and be recognized, and of course we recognize them, would not be so if it wasn't for him. We wouldn't have this. I am so proud of him. I just adore him, really, to be honest.
Well, thank you, Marcus. That's a sweet, sweet thing that you take the time to say. And yes, we go back a long time, and we've seen a lot of things in Texas. But wishing you a Merry Christmas, and
thank you,
I hope
sir.
You bet. And I'll talk to you real soon, I promise.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Mortis Radulat, one of our co-hosts of this vision that we call Five. Now, this next gentleman, Collie Bob, we've been through a lot for years, and he's allowed the Sport Karate Museum to nominate people to an incredible organization called the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Now, when he first called me up, I really didn't want to get involved. But I started thinking, and I called a bunch of my black belts, and we started talking. Anything that was authentic that had the United States in front of it would be powerful. So I prayed about it, talked to a couple more people about it, and I called him back up. I said, I want to do it. I want to help. I want to nominate incredible people to your Hall of Fame. Let's do it together. And so for the past 2 years, we have put incredible people that probably would never ask to be part of a Hall of Fame, a Black Belt Hall of Fame. People like Mike Stone. I mean, incredible people. And he's allowed me to do it. And I want to thank him for that privilege. And I have him on the air. He is known as the Black Belt Leader. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. But he's known as Dr. John Terry. Dr. Terry, you there, sir?
Merry Christmas, my friend. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays.
Merry
so
Christmas.
Glad to be here tonight.
Merry Christmas. Now, I want to ask you, Dr. Terry, how important it is to say thank you to somebody that maybe would never ask for the accolades. But anyway, someone that deserves it, coming from someone like yourself, which is such a, well, important person, and you certainly are running an organization like the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. But how important it is, they're going to thank you, Dr. John Terry, if they deserve it. How do you feel about that, sir?
Yeah. You know, Professor Lee, it's extremely important that we say thank you. If you think about it, not a single one of us are self-made. You and I, everybody on the call tonight, everybody that's listening to us by radio, none of us would be where we are except for the countless people that molded and shaped our lives in some way to really make us who we are. And I'm currently working on book number 8 right now, and that book is The Black Belt Secrets of Success. And in one of the chapters I recently finished, I talk about an attitude of gratitude. And one of the things that successful people do, and they do it on a consistent, regular basis, is they take the time to acknowledge the people that are making a difference in their life in some way, especially paying attention to those unseen people that may not get the limelight, that may not get the opportunity to be recognized and to be said thank you to, and they make it a point to let them know that they appreciate and they value them, not just for what they do, but for who they are. You know, I believe that's one of the things that set our Hall of Fame apart, in the fact that we try to recognize those, as we call it, diamonds in the rough, individuals that have served their community and served their students many times for decades, and never having a single person stop to say thank you for making a difference in the lives of those kids. I think back to some kids that have come in, you know, they would still be on the streets involved in gangs and doing who knows what if they were still alive, had it not been for an instructor who cared enough about those kids to open a school and at no cost to those kids give an opportunity to be exposed to the martial arts and to learn what it means to be a black belt leader in life. So I think we have an obligation as martial arts school owners and instructors to live a life of thankfulness and making sure that every day we're honoring, adding value, and saying thank you to the people that are a part of our lives, not just for what they do, but for who they are.
Well, let me take a moment to say thank you, John Kerry. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for your sincereness. Thank you for your moment to be able to allow a crazy Hawaii guy to help you, you know, just to share the responsibility of putting someone or nominating someone, whether they accept it or not, but just to nominate someone into an organization like yours is such an honor, whether they accept it or not. When you get nominated to be in an organization like yours, what an honor. I mean, I think it was 2006, you guys made me an historian?
Yes,
2006? Yeah, it really was.
And then we named you as an ambassador in 2022. So you've actually been inducted twice into the Hall of Fame.
I remember that, but,
yes, sir.
You know, that's so cool. And I thank you, John Kerry. I really do. And I wish you and Jessica and your family a merry, merry Christmas, sir. God bless you.
Absolutely. Man. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you a lot.
Dr. John Kerry, ladies and gentlemen, part of the five. Now, this next gentleman is my hero. Well, he's an American hero, a Silver Star recipient, which is one of the highest honors that the military will bestow on a hero. He's a Marine. Hurrah! He is a personal advisor for the Sport Concert Museum and also on the advisory board of the military group that picks out people within the military to recognize to the museum. He's a personal friend, I'm proud to say, and we've become friends over the years because we love karate do. He trained in Okinawa, Karate Association champion. I want to bring along right now from Texas. I love it. My friend, Colonel Phil Torres. Colonel, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. And thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, Merry Christmas, Colonel.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
You bet. You bet. Now, I already know the answer, but I want you to share with my list someone deserves a thank you from someone that is appreciated. Like, I mean, come on, man. If you got a thank you from a colonel, how cool is that? But, you know, we talked about it earlier today.
How you doing, Colonel?
You have a different perspective. And I want you to share that vision, that perspective that you shared with me earlier today to my listeners. Colonel Phil Torres, ladies and gentlemen, part of the five. Go ahead, Colonel.
Yes, sir. Well, first and foremost, thank you for the opportunity. And again, as you said, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Safety to all. Thank you is about respect. It's about respect of self and others. It's about acknowledging all the things that people go out of their way to do for each and every one of us. Personal recognition is the highest form of, is the one item that's number one in the research column on getting people to perform. If we go back to the Hawthorne studies of the 1920s, people did a lot of research on what is it that makes people perform at their best. And they tried a lot of creature comforts at work, and they tried different lighting. They try different pay scales, and yes, pay is a motivator initially, not necessarily later on. But the one variable that rose to the top during the Hawthorne studies of the 1920s was personal recognition. People want to be recognized for what they do, and often people give us tidbits or advice or just go out of the way to do something for us, and we may not necessarily acknowledge what they have done. I think we, me included, need to acknowledge people when and where an event happens that affects you, that where they did something for you, they went out of the way for you, they kept you safe. It's nice to be able to say it at Christmas, at New Year's, at Thanksgiving, but we need to get in the habit of acknowledging people through as events happen throughout the year. So thank you for all you have done for me and for all of us, Professor Gary Lee, and for everyone who's a member of this team. I've been inspired, motivated by all here. So thank you is about respect of self and others and acknowledging people when they do things for you. And
well, Colonel,
for others.
You know, I'll just share with you because I want to share with my listeners. You know, say thank you to someone like yourself. I'll be honest with you. I get goosebumps. I get excited every time I talk to you because I know I'm going to get a little bit of wisdom. I'm going to get a little bit of acknowledgement, inspiration of what I can make myself better. You watch not only my six, but you watch the museum's back. You got such a glow. That's what it is. That's what it is. Every time I see you, I see a glow. I know what it is. You're an angel. That's what you are. Ha ha! You're an angel. You know?
We are all angels in some way or another.
Yeah, but you're an angel. You're an angel. I mean, that's the only reason I can explain seeing the glow around you every time I see you. And
well, thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas, sir. Merry Christmas. I hope you have a great holiday season with your family and your friends. And you know, we got one more show before we end this year, and I just wanted to say to you, to my listeners, to our crew, to you, a Merry Christmas and a very, very special time with your friends and family, sir.
Well, thank you, Professor, and a Merry Christmas to you and family and all your loved ones.
Well, I'll see you real soon.
Yes, sir.
Is Adam James get on yet?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, there you go. Now, the part of the five is the half five, and I just introduced four incredible people of the five.
Yeah.
The fifth one is my friend from California, who I work with at the great World Black Belt, the invention of the great Bob Wall. And it was amazing. At World Black Belt, I got to put together bios of hundreds of individuals that have given the martial arts and karate for decades. But I met this man there, and he was the right hand to the organization of World Black Belt. But now, he does his own thing. He's a kung fu stylist. He's an actor, and we'll talk about that. He also was dear friends with one of my best friends, rest in peace, Mr. Leo Fong. He loves Hawaii, and he's part of my Hawaii brotherhood. And I love him to death. My dear friend, Adam James. Adam, you there?
Yes, sir. Aloha. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Aloha, buddy. And before you answer my question tonight, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done for myself and for the museum and the vision of being on the Five Weekly. You're a very special individual, and I want to say thank you personally and a Merry Christmas.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and the feeling is mutual. You're a very special man, and it's an honor and a pleasure to have you as my friend and to be working with you on this show. I'm honored to be here tonight.
Well, here's a topic for our free Christmas show. How important is it to say thank you to the people that deserve it, and some people that would never ask for it, to come from a man of your stature, people who look up to you for what you do with Rainbow Productions and what you do for the police and being an actor? How important is it? How important is it to get a thank you from Adam James?
Well, I will say that, first of all, the people you've had on the show tonight are just so amazing. The commentary was just spot on. There was just so many great comments. It's hard to add anything to that. I will say that I really liked what Colonel Torres said about thanking in the moment, that's a skill in itself. In fact, thanking, gratitude, good manners are a skill, and we really need to continue to work on it and teach it to the next generation. And that would probably be my one thing I'd want to share tonight, is trying to put a different spin on what was already shared, is to say we need to also start to think about thanking it forward, you know, kind of like the old pay it forward. Sometimes you can't pay back, but you can pay forward. And thanking people or creating opportunities for people to have gratitude in their heart is all part of that. So that would be my message. You know, there's some people in my life who are no longer with us, you know, people like Bob Wall and Leo Fong and Bill Ryosaki and Cam Yuen. And I can't personally thank them, but I can do kind deeds in this world that will create gratitude for all people. And that's kind of what I strive to do when I think about people like Leo and Bob, is trying to create more positivity for the future, for our next generation.
Well, you're a very special person, and I appreciate you, Adam James.
Likewise.
I wish you a Merry Christmas to your friends and family. Much, much mahalo, my friend.
And likewise, mele kalikimaka, maki kiho.
Mele kalikimaka, to you, buddy. I mean that from the heart. And I'll talk to you real soon. Now, you know, what's cool about the five is that weekly we get to bring up our wisdom to talk about various topics. And I would like to say thank you to Bobby Lowe and Toshiro Sensei for putting me on that plane in 1969 when I was just 14 years old, it sent me to the mainland, America. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Tishiro. And I wish you a Merry Christmas up in heaven. God bless you guys. Now, I get to advertise every week a vision that I had many years ago, but I'm right smack in the middle of this invention. In fact, I'm the samurai warrior that goes up to you and asks you if you're educated and leads you to the gate that will go to the History Journal portals. But I've got the co-inventor on the show every week to talk about the incredible invention, SetVR XL Unleash, a self-defense enhanced training mechanism in virtual reality that teaches you to be faster, quicker, reacting quicker to your... Well, I'll let him explain it. He's much smarter than me. Dr. Reginald Lee, an A3 black belt, needs a Sport Karate Museum, a Kung Fu specialist. Dr. Lee, you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Good evening, sir. How are you? Happy holidays.
What a great Christmas pre-show. Merry Christmas, Dr. Lee. Merry Christmas to what you've done and created and allowed the Sport Karate Museum to be a part of. But take this few minutes to explain to my listeners, what exactly is SetVR.app?
Absolutely, sir. You are correct. Professor Garley, we're super excited that SetVR XL Unleashed has recently updated the program whereby you, Professor Garley, will be introduced as the Wisdom Warrior, as a samurai ninja. How cool is that? This is a program whereby you can continue to practice your skills in a combat-like simulation program, as well as be educated on the amazing history journals who have blazed the trail before us in sports karate. The program has been designed to help you develop a reflex response against a sudden and random attack to neutralize without hesitation to help make yourself a stronger and faster fighter, as you said, while having fun in a simulation game-like program to be able to continue to practice your skills in self-defense anywhere, anytime, when you want. We see SetVR as a tool to help enhance your skills in self-defense, just as you would with a speed bag or a punching bag or with a Wing Chun dummy. Imagine wanting to continue to practice your skills in self-defense anytime, anywhere, when you want, to be totally immersed in a cutting-edge program moving 360 degrees against an attacker that has been designed to kick your butt when you least expect it with sudden and random attacks, so you can maintain, develop, and improve muscle memory, timing, speed, and coordination, and my goal, to develop a reflex response to neutralize without hesitation. Just as we spoke about many times before, placing your hand on a hot stove as a metaphor. You would place your hand on a hot stove and remove your hand just by reflex, and that's what we try to build into this program, develop this reflex response. Or imagine wanting to continue to practice your skills in a program to improve your skills in evasion, moving angular, linear, or circular without hesitation to move reflexively to help you to maximize the probability of neutralizing your attacker. With SetVR self-defense enhancement training, you'll be actually immersed into a simulation program, just like the military and police has their simulation program. This is a simulation program for martial arts for self-defense, moving 360 degrees and a cutting-edge program whereby a hologram will come into your space, personal space, when you least expect it to create an adrenaline effect. It's during this adrenaline surge, the fight or flight mode, which will provide one will normally have a momentary pause, losing 35-46% of what they've been taught, and whereby using muscle memory or reflex response would be your only best recourse to neutralize your attacker. With the use of Oculus Quest or Oculus Rift headset, you'll be placed into this virtual reality platform whereby this hologram will appear and attack you when you least expect it. The goal is to neutralize the attack that is sudden and unpredictable and random, to improve your skills in evasion, moving angular, linear, and circular, to avoid your attack and place you to an advantage for neutralization of your attack. This is a program whereby you can continue to practice what you've been taught in colleges and forums in your schools, to practice on a platform against an attack that is random and sudden, to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. We've implemented a program of mindfulness, stretching, meditation, exercise, and we'll also present you with your own yoga instructor. So please continue to visit our website at www.setvrxl.com. That's www.setvrxl.com. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee, and Sports Karate Museum to be the future vision of his vision in virtual reality with Seth Yar as the Wisdom Warrior, for which, as again, we've introduced Professor Gary Lee as the Wisdom Warrior Samurai Ninja at the gate at the History Portal. But before meeting the Wisdom Warrior, one must be able to neutralize the hologram attacker at the gate of the History Portal and then be brought back into the courtyard to meet the core history generals. With that being said, Professor Gary Lee, your vision, some few words about your vision of sports karate and virtual reality with Set VR.
Well, Dr. Lee, my vision is very simple. Elders, knowledge. And with Set VR XL Unleashed, you're allowing the Sports Karate Museum to do exactly that. So with that said, God bless you, Dr. Lee, allowing the History General portals to be born with Set VR. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, sir. Everyone as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been our pre-Christmas show, because you got one more show before Christmas in the new year. It's been an incredible year. I think altogether we've interviewed over 700 people on this network. So I want to thank the amazing producer, Hunchy Jesse Bowen, my two co-hosts that watches my sex, Mr. A.J. Perry and Mr. Dean Piles, and the Incredible Five, Ms. Karen Slatcher, Boris Radulak, Dr. John Terry, Colonel Phil Torres, hurrah! And the amazing Adam James, the Five. And then, of course, Dr. Rachel Lee and the amazing Set VR. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next Tuesday, and we say it every week, and we mean it from the heart. Much, much mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.